Hi, looking back on February 28, the day in 1983 when the final episode of MASH went to air in the US. Goodbye, Farewell, Amen became the most watched TV show of all time, attracting 77% of the audience.
Maybe you're right. Maybe we will see each other again. But just in case we don't, I want you to know how much you've meant to me.
And in 1984, Michael Jackson won a record 8 awards at the Grammys.
When something like this happens, you want those who are very dear to you up here with you. LaToya and Janet, please come up.
The love boys soon will be making another run.
Feb 28 birthdays, it's Captain Stubing's birthday today. Actor Gavin McLeod is 88. He was in movies in the 60s before making it big in television on McHale's Navy, The Mary Tyler Moore Show, and of course, The Love Boats.
Well, I hope that you're all taking advantage of our wonderful facilities. There's something for everybody on board.
Australian singer, songwriter and jingle writer Mike Brady is 71. He had this hit as a member of the two-man band. Mario Andretti, the first racing driver to claim championships in both Formula One and IndyCars, is 79.
I would like to do Formula One someday. And he said to me, he said, Mario, he says, whenever you think you're ready, call me. Best day of my life.
B-52 singer Cindy Wilson is 62 today. And former federal Labor leader, political commentator, now One Nation state leader in New South Wales, Mark Latham is 58.
Trying to shout people down, rude gestures, close down democratic debate. It's shameful.
Finally, today is the anniversary of the death of one of Australia's great rockers, Billy Thorpe. The 60s icon was 60 when he died on this day in 2007.
Most people I know think that I'm crazy.
Remembering Billy Thorpe on February 28th.